This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other through droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website this week, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, limited uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away or shortly after the infected person left an area. The updated guidelines said the transmission in such instances occurred in poorly ventilated and enclosed spaces that often involved activities that caused heavier breathing, like singing or exercise, that it said may contribute to the buildup of virus-carrying particles. Facebook is tightening its policy against QAnon. That's the baseless conspiracy theory which paints President Donald Trump as a secret warrior against a supposed child trafficking ring run by celebrities and government officials. The move comes less than 2 months after Facebook said it would stop promoting the group and its adherents. Facebook said Tuesday it will remove Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts representing QAnon. The company said it is starting to enforce the policy as of Tuesday, but cautioned that it will take time and will continue in the coming days and weeks. The social network said it will consider a variety of factors to decide if a group meets its criteria for a ban, including its name, the biography, or about section of the page, and discussions within the page.